Creeping on the Dance Floor on BFBS, the Forces Station. That's the new single from the Zootons, who are back with a new album, The Big Decider. It's their first in 16 years. Sean and Abby from the band join me now. Welcome to BFBS, guys. Was that single the obvious choice to release first?
Yeah. That is pretty much the one that got it all started.
We just got excited about it, didn't we, Sean? When we were doing it, and Dave, and we were writing it. So it seemed like the obvious first single.
Is it a bit nerve-wracking releasing new music together after so long?
Yeah, I mean, we believe in the record, so we're excited, but you just don't know what people are going to like, if they're going to remember you or anything. So it's a bit nerve-wracking, but it's exciting.
You more sort of drifted apart as a band rather than broke up. You've been working on other projects, and then you reunited. Tell us how that came about, because it's quite a story, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it goes back to about 2016, one of our friends died, and then we'd done a show for like a tribute to him, and just seen that there was something special about when we played together. And then we'd done a celebration tour of our first record, like 15th anniversary tour, just to test the waters and no new music and all that, and just see if we still got on. And we realised we did. It's been a slow process since there, but making sure that we want to do it for the right reasons, I guess.
And you recorded the new album, The Big Decider, at the legendary Abbey Road Studios. Abby, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was amazing. Nile Rodgers produced the majority of it. He came on board because our managers were asking us if you could have anyone produce your record, who would you have? He was one of the names. One of our managers had a contact for him, so just sent him some of the demos. And within 2 days, we were on a Zoom with him, and he was singing one of the songs back to us and wanting to do the record. We all had a great time, and I think he did too. We all got on really well, and it was just a great time.
If I could give you just one sentence, Sean, how would you describe the album?
I was putting our best foot forward. Because I can't just say, oh, it's a good time album, because it's quite a sensitive album. So
yeah.
We love it.
And you've already played it to live audiences because you've been doing some smaller live shows since January. How's it feel to be back on stage together?
Yeah, we've been having a ball. Like, we haven't done a consistent tour like the one we've just done since 2019, really. And we did like 22 shows throughout February. You know, you see yourself settling into it and getting better, and we love going on tour. So it was brilliant.
And it's 18 years this year since a certain song was released. Got covered by Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse. Presumably the royalties sit pretty well. But how do you feel about it now, apart from that? Do you still enjoy playing it, or have you done it too many times?
No, we still love playing it.
Brings joy to people. Everyone's singing along, and it's a great moment to be able to have.
Yeah, it's like a highlight.
You don't get sick of seeing that. It's a great thing.
We get that on now. This is Valerie from the Zootons on BFBS.
Catch a tail. I hope you find the right man who fixes. myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you do, and in my head I make a picture.
Valerie from the Zootons on BFBS, the Forces Station. Sean and Abby from the band join me now. Lead singer Dave couldn't be here today, but I'd love to know how he's getting on, because it's no secret, is it, that he's had some troubled times, he's been to rehab, he is sober now, which is great news. But how's he finding the touring lifestyle? Is it a bit hard going for him?
No, it's all good. It's not really...
Better than ever.
Joy. Everything's better because of it, really.
Well, he says himself, it's a lot easier dealing with him, and he's... been saying, like, most nights after the gigs, so I'm just finding, this is him talking, I'm finding myself just getting more relaxed every time and just being in the moment and enjoying it for the moment, not thinking about, like, his bevy or whatever was going through his head before. He's the best he's been ever.
Which is a great place to be at ahead of the UK tour. So the dates are now on sale. What are you looking forward to the most?
Just getting back and playing for people. That's what, we're a live band, really, in that way of... We connect best when we have got an audience in front of us, and that's what we do it for. Seeing how people take the new music.
Is there anything that you always wanted to do as a band that you've still got to tick off, whether it's playing a country or a venue or anything like that?
Tons, yeah. I'd love to go to South America, headline Glastonbury. There's always dreams and things that you'd love to do, isn't it?
South America, though, is definitely, that's something I'd love to do. And you see other bands go there, and it just seems like an amazing place. So. Be a great part of the world to see.
I'm hoping for all that and so much more for you guys. Let's get on another one of your biggest hits now. Why Won't You Give Me Your Love? This is the Zootons on BFBS, the Forces Station.
What can I do? What can I say to make you want me more? To have your love and share your heart. That's all I'm asking for. I've been around the block so many times, and I need a place to stop. I only want what's right for you, and what could be right for us. I hear the same thing all the time, and you know that I don't care. Well, I don't like the way you're hanging around, and I sure don't like your hair. Thank you.
Why Won't You Give Me Your Love from the Zootons on BFBS, the Forces Station. Sean and Abby from the band, thank you so much for joining me. And all the best for the new album, The Big Decider, and your UK tour.
Oh, thanks, George. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.